This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. On November 1st, the state of Michigan will begin accepting license requests from those wishing to enter the recreational marijuana business. It is complex, and the implications and ramifications are still being explored. Making sure the product itself is safe is of primary importance, and part of that is knowing and understanding what goes into growing and cultivating marijuana and its impacts on health and the environment. My guest this morning is Andrew Brisbow, and Andrew is Executive Director of the Bureau of Marijuana Regulation in Michigan. It's a new division of the State Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and thank you so much for the time today.
My pleasure, David.
It's been nearly a year since voters in Michigan approved the sale and use of recreational marijuana. Now, to some, I'm sure it seems like it's taking forever to get businesses up and running. Do you feel as though we are now prepared, or would you like a little more time?
No, we're very well prepared. When the ballot initiative passed, we had a year to set up the licensing program, so we really didn't need to start taking applications until December 6th. But we were ready about mid-year when we released the emergency rules. We'll start taking applications November 1st, and that lag in time was simply to give municipalities an opportunity to look at the state-level regulations and determine how they wanted to approach it with local ordinances. But I feel very confident that we're ready to start the regulatory program now.
So take me through an overview of some of the complexities in the process that you were involved with since the Bureau was formed and you dove into this.
I think a lot of the complexity was worked out in the implementation of the 2016 Act for medical facilities when we looked at operational standards, testing requirements, how the market would work, and transitioning products through the supply chain and ultimately to retail sale. So when we looked at the implementation of the adult use regulatory program, we were able to learn from what we had already done on the medical side and had intended to create an environment for operators where they could operate in a consistent manner between the medical side of the industry and the adult use side of the industry. So that made our lift in the second portion of this implementation, if you will, much less than what we did the first time around.
Well, Michigan voters approved the Medical Marijuana Act back in 2008, and there was some litigation over the years over the legality of dispensaries and the like. And to this day, some will tell you in the industry it's not a fully functional system. So what will be done differently in the way that recreational marijuana is approached?
Well, I think we need to look at creating an environment through regulation where businesses can be successful. And the way in which we do that is to continue our efforts in outreach and education and collaboration to understand what the needs of the industry are when it comes to running a successful business. The only caveat to that is our first intention is to ensure consumer safety. So when we look at making decisions that may be more business friendly, we're happy to approach it in that way as long as we can ensure consumer safety. So it's a quickly evolving market. It's a very volatile market in its infancy here, but you're talking about a market, if you will, that's existed in one fashion for 90 years, being a completely, you know, black market
right.
Operation, and trying to transition that now into a highly regulated, fully regulated market obviously becomes challenging, but I think we want to be a partner for industry and just ensure that we're always keeping an eye on protecting public safety.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Andrew Brisbow. He is the Executive Director of the Bureau of Marijuana Regulation in Michigan. Just to cover some of this, recreational marijuana law allows for recreational use for those aged 21 and older. Adults are legally allowed to possess up to 2.5 ounces outside the home, up to 10 ounces inside the home. Those who choose to grow their own may possess and cultivate up to 12 cannabis plants. Now, when we talk about regulation and the complexities of that, does it make your job more difficult to uniformly regulate and enforce when it seems like a lot of what is going to be consumed and grown is going to be done outside of your purview?
I don't think it changes it from a regulator's perspective. So we know the purview of our authority, and that is simply over the commercial side of the market. So the growers and the processors and the retailers that we license. I think it does make it somewhat more challenging for citizens to understand how those two markets potentially overlap and obviously create some complexities as well for law enforcement, who ultimately has to look at whether someone may be violating the law when it comes to what they're growing at home or possessing at home. But our lane is a little more narrow, but we want to be a partner in helping to educate citizens overall as to how these laws pertain to them. And if nothing else, draw everyone's attention to the fact that this market is changing in Michigan, and they at least need to have a cursory understanding of what's going on with the laws in the state, because it certainly impacts everyone now. There's really no avoiding it.
Well, you mentioned impact, and one of the impacts that some are concerned about is the impact on the health of the environment. Do you have concerns about the growing process, how that may work out both in the industrial operations and for home growers, and what is being put into those plants?
I think that's definitely something that we've been focused on. You know, looking at consumer safety when it comes to how plants are being grown in the commercial market, that's one aspect of it. Environmental impacts is another, and we've looked at what other states have done and what impacts they've seen in sort of the more mature commercial markets. But it is, in a lot of ways, an interesting confluence of sort of an industrial manufacturing industry as well as somewhat of an agricultural industry as well. But we've established good partnerships with other state agencies, primarily being Eagle, when we look at what the environmental impacts should be or may be, and therefore what regulations we should put in place, or at the very least, look at our licensed and regulated environments and point our operators toward understanding what the environmental laws that are already on the books that would pertain to them so that they can be informed and be good sort of stewards of the environment while growing their businesses as well.
How involved does the existing agricultural community have to be in helping along this new cash crop for the state of Michigan? Because there are all sorts of environmental regulations that are in play.
I think there are definitely some laws already on the books that pertain to the marijuana industry. And we have publications on our website that link to resources through Eagle to help keep our industry operators informed as to what laws apply to them. The marijuana industry is new to the state, but that doesn't mean it's exempted from all other laws already on the books and that we address everything through our agency. So part of that role we play is keeping them informed as to what other laws might apply to them to ensure that they're running a fully compliant operation, not just with our regulations, but with all regulations that would apply to their operations.
There have been some issues with fungus and pesticides and other contaminants found in medical marijuana in Michigan, though the incident has been small. Do you think the fully realized testing process for recreational cannabis is going to prevent that from happening in the future?
I think the way that we've laid things out absolutely will ensure consumer safety and ensure a compliant environment. So we are quite rigorous with the tests that are required at various stages of the supply chain to ensure that products are produced and manufactured in an environment that ensures consumer safety. When it comes to contaminants, pesticide use, microbials, making sure that everything as it moves through the supply chain is handled in a way that's safe, and taking multiple approaches to that. So not just looking at testing being the be-all, end-all, but also looking at the practices of our licensees and ensuring that their practices are done in a way that ensures safety. So I think there's multiple approaches to that, and as the industry matures, I think we're going to continue to evaluate that and ensure consumer safety by adopting standards that help us enforce those requirements.
Businesses may start applying for licenses effective November 1st. How long after that do you expect to see the recreational business roll out in Michigan?
So we have 90 days to process any application. For those operators who are already active in the medical market, there's a lot less work for us to do in evaluating their background because they've already been subject to that process and under our regulatory oversight. So I think we'll have licenses issued by the end of November. When they're actually operational then and supplying the market is really a matter of, where the market exists and how quickly they can get up and running. And in many cases, you have to take time for a plant to grow. Willing it to grow faster doesn't necessarily help. So there's going to be a little bit of lag time built in between when we issue licenses and actual product availability.
And obviously, this is going to be a business and an industry that is undergoing an evolution as it is just at its birth stage right now. How long do you think it'll be before we see a fully realized recreational marijuana industry in Michigan?
I think that's going to be a continuing conversation over probably a period of years, because there are many factors to that. The demand may exist immediately, but the industry has to grow to meet that demand, and that's including the supply side as well as the retail side. And part of that is controlled by our licensing process. But as I said, we intend to be quick and efficient in issuing those licenses, and then you have to have time for licensees to get up to speed. But we also have a continuing process of municipalities evaluating their involvement.
Yeah, a lot have opted out.
Many have opted out, and I think in some cases, They don't want the facilities in their community, and that's certainly their right to determine that. I think many others are just waiting to kind of see how it unfolds, how the state regulatory program unfolds, how it works in other communities.
And whether it's really making money.
And I think that's absolutely a factor as well, is looking at the market itself and the tax distributions through the excise tax that flow down to municipalities and how much money is really in it for them to determine whether or not they want to participate. So even on the medical side, now that we're approaching sort of year two of implementing that program, or at the end of the second year, I should say, we still have 127 municipalities that have opted in statewide. So we don't have statewide participation. And certainly, if you look at the heat map of the state, there are still wide swaths of the state that don't have any facilities at all. So I think that's an evolving and a continuing conversation, and will probably be the same on the adult use side.
Well, perhaps we can have a conversation somewhere down the line and see where we're at that point. I really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That is Andrew Brisbow. He is the executive director of the Bureau of Marijuana Regulation in Michigan, our guest on Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. It's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.